In this first of two programs, you've got a specific idea in mind for this hour.
Yes, we're going to be breaking Johnson's recordings down by decades. And in this program, we're going to be discussing his recordings from the 1930s, when I feel, and many critics feel, Johnson was playing at the height of his technical powers. Some of his most swinging recordings came from session in January of 1930, the four sides that he did for Brunswick. And the decade concluded with his absolutely wonderful sides that he did for John Hammond for Columbia, as well as his recordings for the Spirituals to Swing concerts.
So I think we're starting with January 1930, which is clearly the very beginning of the decade of the 30s.
Right. It's quite amazing that this session ever took place at all. The stock market had crashed 4 months previous to this, and the country was about to enter the Great Depression, from which it would not emerge until essentially the end of the decade or the beginning of the Second World War. That meant that recording activity, which Johnson had not done a lot of, at least as a soloist, was going to be seriously cut back. So Johnson managed to get his greatest solo session in just under the wire.
And so this is, what is this thing called, Love?
Tune by Cole Porter.
Great tune, one of my favorites.
And Johnson gives it an amazing performance.
Just heard What Is This Thing Called Love? And this is Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. My guest is Mark Borowski.
Pleasure to be here, Dave.
Johnson is the master of stride, which involves the left hand with a driving rhythm.
Yes, I'm using swing here in a more generic sense. Johnson's style does swing, as opposed to just being syncopated or ragged. It's not really known where this tune came from, but there is a chance that since it had been recorded previously by a group called the Great Day in New Orleans Singers that had came from a Johnson show called A Great Day in New Orleans, which ran briefly in Philadelphia in the late 1920s. We're going to be hearing what may well be Johnson's greatest recorded solo performance. It is felt that You've Got to Be Modernistic may be the most swinging jazz piano solo ever recorded.
Well, that's a bold statement.
I think this will be borne out by a listening.
James P. Johnson demonstrating his superb technical skills and primacy among Harlem Stride pianists in 1930. Here's Johnson in 1931 backing vocalist Rosa Henderson.
Girls are raving about their chic. To me they look like dressed up freaks, waiting for someone to buy them a meal. I really can't see them, 'cause here's how I feel. I ain't no flapper, just a darn good gal. Don't want no chic, just a real good pal. Don't want no man who stand around and look cute. I want a real man, not a substitute. No cake eaters or sweet men for mine. Can't be bothered, haven't got time. A chic keeps his hair slick and neat, and all of the brains he has or in his feet. I want a good man, I mean a real man, can be bothered with no sheep.
Can't Be Bothered With No Sheik from 1931.
And again, Johnson tended to bring out the best in the blues singers, any singer that he accompanied, and I think they also tended to bring out the best in him. So for instance, when he recorded with Bessie Smith and Ethel Waters and Rosa Henderson, he was at the top of his game as an accompanist.